close off, honey. Now I want you over there in the armchair. Get nice and comfy. Make sure you have a good view of the bed. Remember these silk scarves? That's right, the ones you bought for me on our honeymoon. There we go. Nice and tight around your wrists and ankles. That'll keep you in place. This is a sad little thing you have. Your baby dicky, I mean. It's no wonder I step out and enjoy a real man's cock. Yeah, baby. I get all wet and tingly thinking of another man taking care of my needs and desires. So tonight, honey, my special friend Vaughn is coming here to our home. I'm going to let you watch me fuck and suck his magnificent black cock. Sure you have a good view from there? It's going to get you so very hard and excited, isn't it? That's why I want you to see every inch of his long, thick cock disappear into me. In fact, he'll be here in just a few minutes. He can't wait to fuck me in front of you. He thinks you are a pathetic loser. Well, he's partly right. Your tiny cock is surely pathetic. You'd better just sit there and enjoy. We don't want to hear a peep from you. Or quick enough, I'll shove a gag in your mouth. Oh, yeah, I know. You'd love that too. Being bound and gagged while I fuck another man in your bed. Your hard cock always gives you away. Why, of course I'll let him come in my mouth. I want to look him in his handsome eyes while I take every single warm drop. He really likes that. But he likes it even more now that he knows that I never let you come in my mouth. I told him that I didn't let you when he and I were together in a hotel suite. Vaughn always gets a suite when we go to fuck. I remember he was dressed only in the white bathrobe supplied by the hotel. I was wearing my tight leopard print micro dress. Yeah, the cute one you bought me for my birthday. He loved that he could see my swollen areolas and erect nipples right through the sheer fabric. He kept stroking them with his big thumb. He also liked the way it barely covered my ass. So there we were, in the hotel suite, kissing and talking on the couch, and all the while, I was tenderly stroking his standing cock. He noticed that while I was stroking it, I kept looking down at it, studying it, running my fingertips along it and admiring it. When he asked if I liked it, I gave his powerful hunk of hard flesh a firm squeeze. "What girl wouldn't like a mighty cock like this?" I said. "I love it." When he asked if I had something like this at home, I giggled. I told him that your cock is much, much smaller. I wiggled my baby finger and we both laughed. Vaughn's gorgeous cock is way larger and thicker than your pathetic little thing. I told Vaughn that I wanted you to see it. He chuckled and he asked, "You want your husband to see my cock?" I snuggled up to his muscular body. "Well," I said softly, "I'd prefer he see this." And I leaned over and opened my mouth wide and gently took his huge cockhead into my watering mouth. Vaughn sighed at the initial pleasure. Then I could feel him look down at me. He said, "You want your husband to watch you suck my cock?" "Mm-hmm," I moaned while I lovingly slurped. "You want to watch, don't you, honey? You want to watch me suck Vaughn's big black dick." When Vaughn asked, "Then what?" I pulled off and looked up. I never let hubby come in my mouth. Vaughn's eyes got wide as I told him that I don't let your little dick come in my mouth. I took his huge, glistening cock back into my mouth, trying my best to take as much as I possibly could, moving my head back and forth to cram more and more into my willing mouth. I could feel the bulging veins along its solid length. My throat opened up for him. I could feel him begin to tense up. He had one hand on my forehead so that I'd look up, and the other held the back of my head. "I'm gonna come in your mouth," he told me. His legs tensed more. His hands held my head firmly onto his giant cock. And then he spasmed and fired a gushing stream right into the back of my throat. I couldn't swallow with my mouth so completely stuffed, and he immediately fired another huge gush and another and another. I kept sucking and servicing, and I closed my eyes tight. He kept coming and gushing and flooding my mouth till I could feel his cum just running down my chin and neck on both sides. It was on my lips, on my face, even in my hair. He must have come for a full 20 seconds, injecting more cum with each pulsing spasm. "You don't produce that much cum in a year, honey. For Vaughn, that was just one night." He fucked me the next morning, and he reluctantly did me a small favor. He came into a glass for me. "Oh, it's fresh enough. I've only been saving it since yesterday." "But why, darling? Taste what I taste." Good, isn't it? Thick and salty. You really are a cum-eating, one-minute, tiny-cocked cuckold, aren't you? Oh, Vaughn will be here soon. God, I can't wait. He is such a gorgeous and wonderful man. So big and strong and masculine. When you're fucking me, I can't even tell you're inside me. Really, I can't. Poor thing. Such a small dick. You know that's why I love fucking other men. But it's not just the size of their cocks. It's the way that they fuck me. Honey, they really fuck me. You give me a calm and gentle 60 seconds. It's like an easy breeze. Can't really feel anything when you do it, and honestly, you never last more than a minute before you dribble out your little spot of cum. You're sad. Pretty much useless. There you are, bound to the chair. Oozing pre-cum. Just thinking about a real man taking care of me. Vaughn likes to take me doggy, with my ass in the air. He stood behind me with one foot on the floor and one on the couch. His big hands wrapped around my tiny waist, and he pounded me with such passion. I could feel his hulking cock reaching deep into me, all the way to the warm pit of my stomach. It filled me so full and thick. It seemed like he could lift me with it. Oh, I think my whole body could have hung from his cock. You've never fucked me like that, honey. I mean, with your little dick, you can't. I'm so glad I found Vaughn. Now, you need to say it. Tell me you want to stay all tied up and watch while Vaughn fucks me. Perfect timing, honey. The doorbell. It's showtime.